Well, hello there. We are back at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merle, the Boss Medium. The song is like 10 years long. I love it, though. I love it. We got to play. Isn't it good to squeeze in some of this, you know, jazz after we have all this, like, punk rock and, you know, Kill Bill soundtrack with some 80s and some 50s and 60s, and it just... It fits. So, anyways, speaking of things fitting into action, it's time for our shamanic drumming. Oh yeah, it's time for the shamanic showdown right now. That's about to happen. So we're doing a live shamanic drumming for everyone listening and tuning in. Understand this is a time for our journey. So unlike the meditation, it is similar to the meditation, but this time I'm doing live drawing. And what this is you can gain more perspective on a deeper level, and we're going to go deeper. See, the meditation is good, you know, when we open up the show for clearing and protecting ourselves and grounding. So when we open into the spirit realm, that, you know, we're not picking up on anything we don't want or need, and that, you know, we're rooted to the ground as we open up. So now it's time to go in deeper, because we're all nice and opened. We're all nice and shielded and protected, and we've gotten some information to come in, and we've gotten this high vibration and connectivity. And so now we're dealing, really? Wow. Yeah, please just malfunction on me. We're going into the vinyl pull, into the angel vinyl pull. So what I do with the angel card vinyl pull is it's just like tarot cards, and it's just like any other divination that I've actually created and I've made myself. And so basically what we do is I just randomly select a vinyl from here, and it's like pulling a tarot card. So I pull it from the WMFO shelf. And so just letting you know, a precursor to understanding that most of the vinyl in back of me is in the jazz genre. So that's why a lot of it is jazz. So sometimes I do go out there and, you know, pull randomly, but because I'm in here and it just works, and for some reason jazz is very esoteric and spiritual, it's interesting how I pull. Every time I literally pull a vinyl album, it has an esoteric meaning. Literally, this album is called Awakening. Like, what else do we need to know? We're done. We don't need to talk about anything else. We're done. So, basically, that's what's going on. And not only that, oh, there's more. Like on the Scream movie, there's more. Like, there's more. There's more. Look at this. For Duke and Cannon. Oh God, what was the vinyl we pulled last week? Duke Ellington. What a surprise. No, it's not a surprise. That's Duke Ellington's spirit. So we are going to play all of Duke Ellington next week, because his spirits come through. We said spirit bedazzle us, spirit surprise us, spirit come through. And when they come through, they come through. So when you're asking spirit to come through, you better be ready. They're coming through. Like, this isn't a joke. Like, yo, the paranormal world is real, yo. Yo. Anyway, so let's get into the shamanic journey. Like I said, hang tight. Remember your spirit animal. Your spirit animal is very important. They're guiding you through this. They're your love animal. They're your love partner and a partner in crime. And so let's do this. Let's connect. So again, you may have a strong vision. You may not. You may actually trip. You may actually accidentally trip, but which I do a lot naturally. So you may actually trip, or you just supposed to get the healing. So just letting you know, a lot of times a reoccurring vision I get is past lives and Mark Twain and Native Americans, though they're very reoccurring, and cowboys and, you know, all that good stuff. I don't know why. It's just I always go back to, like, the Wild West America for some reason, and cowboys and Indians and, like, all that good stuff. I can't tell you why a lot of times, but, I mean, it's not that every time, but a lot of times I see a lot of that. So it's past life stuff, so be open to your past life. So anyways, let's shimmy on down. So I may start singing, I may start talking, or I may just drum, but other way, we're just gonna go with the flow.
Thank you.
come into contact with love, magic, and all things that are good and real in the infinite spirit. Say thank you, infinite spirit. Thank you for whatever it is the universe needed to bring us, whatever it is God needed to bring us, whatever it is that we needed to connect with our soul right here, right now. Freedom is here. Amen. Thank you. All right. Whew, that was pleasant. That was very pleasant. You want to know what I saw? Would you like to know exactly what it is that I saw? Because it's kind of cool. What is that? When doves cry? Artwork. Gang. Wait, Little Rascals. I'm trying to put in the Little Rascals music. So, interestingly enough, I saw Union. I saw like soldiers from the really? Okay. I saw soldiers from the Civil War. And I saw all these spirits and I saw like all these Union soldiers, and maybe they're Confederate, I don't know, but basically I just saw all these soldiers. There were a mixture. Okay, the spirit is telling me, yeah, you did see them. They're a mixture. So there's a mixture of, you know, the Civil War soldiers on both sides, and but they're what they came in with was a strong energy of protection around me. It's a very strong energy of protection, which is very, very interesting. It felt very, like the room, the whole, basically this whole studio is filled with a soldiers from the Civil War crossed over. It's very magical. Very magical. They're still here. Something very breakthrough just happened. This happens once in a while when I'm creating music or I'm playing music. I literally will see a vision of something to draw, something to paint. And this happens not, this is a very rare thing sometimes that happens. But this is usually my main portal of how I create my art. And it happens while I'm doing, you know, while I'm creating and while I'm making music a lot of times. And so I'm astonished by how spirit is trying to bring more of that in, and bring more of that's when you're in a very clear place. That's spirit showing the alignment of being in a clear place, because you cannot have such potent channeling on an omnipresent level without being clear. So spirit is trying to tell me I'm in a very clear place. So I saw a lot of that. I did see something very interesting. I'm not going to tell what it is because I'm going to paint it. I'm going to draw it. I'm going to show you what it is. But through all of this and seeing all these, you know, dead Civil War soldiers and coming in and coming through and seeing the painting, it was pretty spectacular. I'm really excited about all of this. So I'm really excited about the shit. Like, again, I did, you know, the shamanic drumming. I have no idea these things are going to happen, but it was just like, it was interesting because at first I was very distracted. I was very focused on the beats. I was very focused on getting the beat right and getting the beat correct. And then all of a sudden it just came out of nowhere. So that's what happens when we let go and we are just in a playful mode and we are just in the zone. That's when it just all comes out and it all just happens. So thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us. Thank you for joining us right now. Anyways, let's continue with the show. We still have some time. We still have some time to play some tunes. I'm so excited about the vinyl pull. Duke Ellington making a transition through this cover album. Yeah! Ah! I cannot contain my happiness anymore. So anyways, Let's continue. Let's see, what's a play? I'm just so excited. I'm just like, oh my God, the possibilities are endless. The possibilities are really, really endless. Okay, spirit, show me, what do I want to play? What do I want to play? What do I want to play? Really? I don't think so. Okay, let's just play that. So, okay. Okay, I'm making that noise because it's like, okay, stop. So what I'm just like scrolling my finger down, and then whenever it stops, I'm just like, okay, play that. But they're all kind of audio books right now. They're all, oh, Ramones. Okay, here we go. Cool. Let's do this. Yeah.
Gonna take one chance on her. One foot in the cylinder. And in a moment of passion, get the light of dancing. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna get a blood bath. And in a moment of passion, get the floor, light of dance. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cause you're I need somebody good. I need a miracle. Should've taken a chance on her. One foot in the cylinder. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the glow, light to dance. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye.
If I only had a little
if I only had a little
in
Thank you. eyes, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh dear, they call her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird. When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. In Maine, all you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. Down the Kansas doom, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Love them, they can't resist. I'm a man, I spell him A.
for all the bouncers. Big, big monkey man.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Molinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. We are here, jamming it out right here. Oh, life is good. Life is really good. I'm feeling good. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. I swear to God, it's like it's time. It's basically time for the angelic reading, which was it. Everything went very swimmingly today. It continues to go swimmingly. Life is really good. Can I say life is good over and over? And H. Levedesh, I love you. I love you so much. How many times did I say I love you today? I don't know. It can never be too much. It can never be enough. I don't think. But anyways, let's put on some more tunes before we get going. Speaking of the tunes, this is the next song we got going. It's a doo-wop song. That's right, doo-wop, doo-wop shabop, doo-wop shabop, doo-bop, bop, bop, boo. The Fortunes. Ooh, wow. There's a lot of, look at this. There's a lot of wording of the fortune. Fortune. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Fortune. Oh my God, Fortune. Where's the vinyl? What was his name? What is his name? Don't tell me I put it back. Do not tell me I put the vinyl back. Sonny Fortune. Fortune. The word fortune, like fortune telling. Oh my God. We saw it two times. I didn't even know this band. I literally saw the back of this doo-wop thing and it said love. And then next to it, it said by the Fortunes. Oh my God. This is crazy. So look at all these messages Spirit is giving us through vinyl and music and CDs. Isn't it beautiful? Told you, when you say Spirit, can you please make yourself visible? They're going to make themselves visible. Right here on the PPS. I love you so, so much. Stay tuned because we got coming up at 7:40-ish, 7:45-ish, the messages from Spirit. Mm-hmm. Fortune, the fortunes, love. Oh my goodness, this is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right, I feel like I want to play some another hit. Another hit! Play some more music, because we have time for it. Why not? If we have time for some more music, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. We had some good, Oh, there's just so much. There's so much. You know, are you ever left where you're just like, I can't choose because it's like, there's so many different genres, so many different things. My thing goes so many, ooh, actually I did want to listen to this. I did want it on Pat Boone, Love Letters in the Sand. I wanted to listen to Pat Boone a couple of days ago and I don't think I ever got the chance. And that song, Love Letters in the Sand, came on. I love this song so much and I love Pat Boone. Okay, so here we go. Here's some Pat Boone. After this, we're going to do our messages and then we're going to be off. Love you so much. It's a love theme. It is a beautiful love theme right now. Oh, Lord. You know. Ooh.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love. You made a vow that you would ever be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now
in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Let's get this going. All right. Woohoo! Woo! Oh my goodness. The universe is with us. Duke Ellington, spirit, totally wants to come in and is like, play my music. Yo! He's like, you better play my music. And I'm like, you know it. Like, you know it, Duke. Cause I'm the Duke of Air. And then there's like, you can feel it all over. Yeah. About, isn't that about Sir Duke, isn't that about Duke Ellington? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so let's get into it. What is the universe and spirit here come to tell us about the vinyl pick today and in general? Like, really, you gonna shut off of me? I don't think so. Really? Wow. It's amazing. Okay. anyway. Wow. So I literally took me this whole show to realize that Fortune was the name is the name of Sonny Fortune is the name. Okay, Fortune. So it took me this long to realize, Fortune, it's trying to tell us something. And I was like, da, 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 da. And then it was just like, totally went over that, over my head. Like, oh my God, this is crazy. So, you know, and I was like, okay, so let's see. Like, you know, I was trying to see if there are any other hidden messages, but you know, so we have, I was trying to look up what Duke and can't, what is Duke and can't, I don't, I'm still trying to look that up. There's all these different meanings and it's like, I think it was done by, I think that's a cover, but anyways, the whole point is Duke Ellington, and so we already know angel, and so the word angels in here, oh my God, drums, angels, oh my goodness, so whoever was doing the drums, it says drums, and then the next word is angel, oh my goodness, so right after I said, so Duke Ellington is obviously with us, the word angel, and then the word heart is next to it. Look at all this stuff. So this stuff's really fun when you can connect with the unseen and you can really communicate with the unseen and you have a heart like a child. If you do not have a heart like a child, you can't do this. Like, if your heart is not that of a child, if your heart is not that of which you can connect on a grand level, on a grand scale, on a bigger connection, it's not there. It will never be there. It will never be there. So You gotta believe, you gotta believe. So, universe and spirit, what is it that you wanna come in? Just summon everything, because we already know Duke Ellington spirit's here with us. Does he want to talk, or is that for next week? We already know this. We're fortune. We already know the word fortune that came in. What's coming in? So, take a second. They're saying it is easier to connect with spirit than you think. We humans have this concept of what it means. Like, they have this idea and concepts and expectations about certain things. And because we have such a sometimes, not all the times, have a limited paradigm of how we can talk to spirit, we tend to not do it in a way where we can actually make a connection, because we forget that we have an independent portal that connects directly to spirit. We have our independent thought. We have our own intuition and spiritual ideation that connects with it. So sometimes we're thinking of, we see certain people in certain ways to connect with spirit, and then we're like, we're not connecting. Why aren't we connecting? And that's the whole point of why the whole vinyl pull is so remarkable, because it's something I created. I created this form of talking to spirit. It is my own divination to talk to spirit. There are so many different ways you can talk, and you can create your own way to talk to spirit. And that's why it's so important, because the more you can talk to them and you form your own way and your own method to talk to spirit, the more you're going to basically, the connection's going to be more potent. So just like we did the vinyl pull, look at how potent everything is. The messages came through so clean, so clear. Everything was so easy. There was nothing that was like, oh, I'm confused about this or I'm not. Everything from pulling it, everything from being like, oh, that's Duke Ellington, we're going to play his music next week. Oh, fortune. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, for me, that just kind of went over my head the first time, but it was so in my face. I didn't realize it. So giving fortunes and telling fortunes. And so, you know, that is, you know, but it all connects exactly with, you know, and that came up twice. There was another band called The Fortunes, Sunny Fortune, two artists. And I didn't even know when I picked that song, Love. So there's two artists with the word fortune. So when you are seeing such a clean, precise connection with spirit, they're trying to tell you something about where you are at in your consciousness, and it's showing you you're in a very clear place. So if you are in a very, very clear place, they're saying continue with this, continue doing what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing to clear your mind and clear your head, continue to do this, because the clearer your head is, the more potent you're going to have a communication with spirit, the more you're going to be able to really, you know, go in. And if you are someone who does readings, or if you're someone who does spirit communication, or someone who does tarot, whatever it is, if you are a psychic reader, or if you are practicing, or you are in practice, you need to clear. Your head needs to be as clear as possible to get the information, the strongest information, the highest information, the best information, the most accurate information possible. And it's very important to have this accurate information possible and to be able to connect to the higher self, because sometimes, you know, when we are clouded, we're clouded by certain things that we can get negative feedback, or we can get sometimes feedback that's coming from us that may have a bias. If we are trying to go in, or we're trying to discern things for ourselves or discern things for others, or really assess a situation through intuition, we must be clear. And it's so important to do that. So it's very interesting how this whole show is about clarity and is about understanding. The clearer you are, and I needed to see this, the clearer, it's just going to come through very, very strong, very quick. And that's what you have to ask yourself. Are you ready to open up these doors? Are you ready to go forth? Are you ready to actually do this? Because you need to be certain that this is what you need, this is what you want. So for everyone who's listening and everyone who's connecting to that, to ability and wanting to be like, I want to talk to spirit on my own. I want to talk to spirit by myself. I want to have my own connection. It's easier than you think, they're saying. They're saying, why do you think children have the most easiest time connecting with spirit and seeing things that aren't there? Their heads are the most clear. They're the most present. And that's what it's about. The more present you are, the more you're going to be able to tune your spiritual gifts, the stronger your spiritual gifts are going to be. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Spirit. We're going to have a blast playing some Duke Ellington. I'm going to be here Thursday for the 8 portal. We're going to have fun. Everything's going to be all fun. We're going to have a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous day on the 8 portal. We're going to have love and joy and magic and beauty and just explore and connect and continuously. We are just going to continuously spread the love of Spirit and spread the love of the infinite and the infinite presence. And we're going to keep doing that. It's 7:55 right now. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Moralite, the boss medium, your favorite psychic medium. Tune in this Thursday at 8 a.m. as I guide you through that portal, baby. Yeah, we got it. Did I say I love you? I love you so much. It's been a fantastic show. Oh, I love your spirit. I love everything about you. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. We're here together. We're here on this journey together. You've got this. We got this. And we're going to raise our vibration every single day, every hour. We're going to create that life, or we are creating that life that we want. Mwah! Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar. And it is a wrap. I love you. Love you so much. I'm going to leave you with some surf rock because that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Some 60 Surf, the Trashmen, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Think it over, better think it over. Think it over, better think it over.
When you're angry and you're sailing through, say you're gonna find somebody new. Oh, you say I'll be the lonely one, but you better think it over again. In the middle of a lonely night, you lie awake and then you know I'm right. Know that I love you with all of my heart, so you better think it over again. Don't wait till you're sad and lonely. Someone's been telling you a great big story. Look in my eyes and you know it's not true. Lots of people like to make believe that I don't love you and they might succeed if you don't take a minute just before you go and stop thinking over again.